News in brief, Syria says it's prepared to attend a planned international meeting that will discuss the situation in the country. Foreign Minister Walid Muallem says his country will take part in the forum called Geneva II without any preconditions. He also criticized the decision by the US and its regional allies to arm the insurgents. Meanwhile, in Syria, the National Coordination Committee for the Forces of Democratic Change slams Western states and their regional allies for blocking a political solution to end the country's unrest. The board members also demanded an end to the flow of weapons into the hands of insurgents. The Lebanese army vows to finish with the Salafist Sheikh Ahmed al-Asir as the death toll from recent clashes in the country rises to over 50. On Sunday, gunmen led by the Salafist Sheikh attacked an army checkpoint in the southern city of Sidon. Officials have also issued arrest warrants for the cleric. In Egypt, a mob of Salafist extremists has killed at least four Shias in a village near the capital, Cairo. Salafist preachers had given the Shias there an ultimatum to leave by sundown on Sunday. Egyptian leaders have condemned the attack. Hostile behavior against the Shia community in Egypt is on the rise. The Emir of Qatar will address the nation on Tuesday to announce a decision on transferring power to his son. Officials have reportedly said the power will be handed over to the 33-year-old Prince Sheikh Tamim. The Crown Prince is expected to take over the country's leadership late on Monday. Ecuador says it's studying an asylum request from American whistleblower Edward Snowden. The leaker is said to have left Russia for another country. Earlier, Snowden spent days in China's Hong Kong. The US has warned Russia and China of consequences in relations. At least eight Indian soldiers have been killed in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Seven others were wounded when an army convoy was targeted in Srinagar. The attack comes ahead of a visit to the region by Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh on Tuesday. And former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. A court in Milan handed down the jail ruling after convicting the ex-premier with paying for sex. Berlusconi was charged with paying to have sex with an underage sex worker and abusing his official powers to favour her.